Blog Talk Radio. Good day across America and around the world. You are listening to the Vision Voice Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where your vision can become a reality. You will get only bona fide health and nutrition tips and information, also with special surprise guests. So listen in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. And now, your very own radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, Jessie Blair Myrie.
Hello and happy hump day to you all on this wonderful Wednesday. In the month of May, this weekly radio broadcast is designed with your health and well-being in mind. I will share my nutritional knowledge with you. To learn a little bit more about me, simply visit my website and you'll find a link on this broadcast page. And just to remind everyone, what I've learned and I've come to fully understand is that no one diet is perfect for everyone. And as in the words of Hippocrates, which I love ever so much, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. Today's topic, wonderful, wonderful subject I love ever so much. I love the season. I love what comes with the season. And so we're going to be talking about five reasons why you need this before the summer. Because indeed, we are still in the spring season. Summer is next month, approximately 30 days away or so, give or take. And, you know, this is something that we need. So we're just going to get right to it, all right? And just to share with you, and some of this information comes from Dr. Mark Hyman. I'll be quoting him as well. Millions of people on the face of this planet need this ever so badly. Ever so bad. Myself included. We need it. We need it at least twice a year, at least. And so people have made their New Year's resolutions, but never really got over the bad eating habits from last Thanksgiving. Yeah, it's been that long. We've been going and going and going with the sweets, and it's like nonstop. As in the words of Dr. Mark Hyman, I love Mark Hyman, we suffer from FLC, and that's when you feel like crap, okay? I love that. FLC, feel like crap. Sometimes the annoying little symptoms we feel, such as headaches, gas, fatigue, allergies, brain fog, or sometimes it can be something a little bit more serious. And this can take the place of in the form of migraines, asthma, irritable bowel syndrome, arthritis, or even worse, even sometimes autoimmune diseases. Well, these are all telltale signs that you're doing something, your body is telling you that you need to do something else sooner rather than later. So what's going to change all that? What is the absolute resolution or solution? I would say, drumroll please, a spring detox, of course. So I'm going to share with you five reasons why it's so imperative that you do this, and that you do it before the summer. When we get into the summer, we're in a different season. We're in a different state of mind, some of us. Things are more relaxed. You know, the time has changed. The season has changed. The weather is changing. Your feeling has changed. Your traveling has changed. So many things change when spring is over and summer is here. When summer kicks in, you know, something totally different from what we've been doing and carrying on with. However, in the springtime, you ever heard of spring cleaning? Well, indeed. Not only physically, but we've got to do it environmentally, but physically as well with our own personal beings. So I'm going to share with you five reasons why it's so important that you do it and you do it before the summer. Number one, you're going to feel better. Sounds simple, right? Yeah. You want to feel better? Well, when you detox, you wake up feeling vital, vibrant, alive, joyful, and full of energy. A lot of people don't, that doesn't happen. And it happens to me as well. I'm not excluded. You get up in the morning, you're like, jeez, I could use another hour or two. And even if you're thin but have symptoms of being toxic like fatigue, brain fog, achiness, digestive issues, allergies, and headaches, there's a detox that can help heal you quickly. And I created this detox, and I hope that you indeed join me And registration will be opening up later on today. But most of us don't connect what we're eating to how we feel. We think it's something else. I don't know what, maybe just lack of sleep. And that's definitely one of the reasons. But don't get me wrong, but there is a connection, a direct connection with what you eat to how you feel. And so in my 7-day detox program, which is called a Spring Shakedown Detox Program, you are guaranteed to feel good, and you just might feel even great. All right, so that's reason number one why you need to do this, and it's so important and so vital to your health. You're going to feel better. Don't you want to feel better? I don't know anyone who doesn't want to feel better. All right, here's reason number two, may apply to a lot of people just as much as feeling better. You're going to lose weight. You're going to lose weight. Some people don't need to lose weight, but it's okay. Maybe you'll lose the fat and gain the muscle. And that's the whole key. That is what is so important. The scientific establishment has convinced us that losing weight is just a matter of calories in, calories out. Energy balance and eating less and exercising more. And guess what? How's that working for you? Is that working for you? Eating less, exercising more, is that working for you? Maybe you're not even exercising as much. Maybe you are eating less. I don't eat a lot. But guess what? You still haven't gotten off those last 5 to 10 pounds. You feel sluggish, maybe even a little heavy. Maybe your midsection needs some work. You know, that's not necessarily the way to go. So if that's not working for you, it's because the problem is the scientific establishment has this different from the established science. The science says that sugar and flour calories are way different. First, they trigger addiction and overeating. Second, they spike insulin and inflammation, which makes you store, guess what, that midsection, yes, belly fat, and blocks your ability to feel full. The verdict is in. Sugar calories are worse than whole food calories. It's just that simple. Sugar equals calories. I tell people all the time. Sugar equals calories. Sugar spikes your insulin and triggers inflammation. A double whammy. Guaranteed to mess up any attempt at long-term weight loss. So if you're eating sugary foods, and not just foods with lots of sugar, meaning like cupcakes and candy, we're talking about foods that turn to sugar, starches. So you got to be mindful of that as well. When you detoxify, you eliminate nasty toxins, including sugar. And these are the toxins that hold your weight hostage. So you don't want to do that. You will lose weight eating properly, and you're eating the right foods. And definitely those sugary foods, you got to get rid of them. And that will help you lose the nagging weight that you've had for so long that you're probably trying to get rid of. Now, here's reason number three why it's so vital to your health and that you do this right away. Unique cravings. Sometimes we say, oh gosh, I need something sweet. I need this, I need that. Well, guess what? Sugar and flour are biologically addictive. Indeed. Could be more addictive than drugs, actually, sugar. The science behind it is clear and conclusive, yet we blame the fat person for being a glutton, I should say, which leads to shame and guilt. Gluten is another thing, by the way, and that's one thing we'll definitely be getting rid of. Well, I'm here to tell you something that you probably would love to hear. It's not all your fault. Your biology has been hijacked by the food industry. Yeah, I love it. They've done a hostile takeover of your taste buds, brain chemistry, hormones, and metabolism. Everything is slowed down and switched up and flip-flops upside down. More than 300 food industry insiders spilled the beans to Michael Moss in his book Salt, Sugar, and Fat, explaining they hire craving experts. Have you ever heard of a craving expert? They hire craving experts to create the bliss point of junk food to create heavy users and increase their stomach share. This is amazing. This actually goes on in our lifetime. Yes, indeed. There is such a thing as a craving expert. You probably didn't know that. You're probably saying, well, wow, that's why I can't just have one chip. No, you got to eat the whole bag. Why? Because there are ingredients in those chips. First of all, they're probably trans fatty, you know, fried in some oils that you don't want to consume. We're going to eliminate that during this detox as well. But they also have maybe some hidden sugars and some hidden flavors. And by law, they are not obligated to tell you everything. There's certain criteria that they need to meet. And as long as they meet those criteria, everything else is history. So you're not exactly certain when you read the fine print on the back of the package where it says ingredients, what these things are, if you are not aware. And so, yes, sugar is the new nicotine. I told you, it's more addicting than drugs, basically. In fact, sugar is 8 times more addictive than cocaine. Did you get that? I said it's more addictive than cocaine times. If you're trying to use willpower to lose weight, guess what? You are going to fail. A detox allows you to unhook yourself from the addictive power of sugar, flour, and hyper-processed, hyper-palatable food-like substances. I tell people all the time, I am not going to compromise my health just to please my palate. Yes, indeed. You can find that in Jesse 1, verse 1. Yes, I said it, and it came from me. I am not, because this is my one and only body that God gave me, and I've got to take care of it, and that's my intention. So, and my new book, it's going to be coming out most likely then by the fall, I would say. I'm going to work on it hard, if not the fall, then the winter. But I am going to be sharing some information of what I've learned throughout my years of this health journey, holistic health journey, and how important it is that when we change our mind, our ethics of thinking and ethics of eating, we are able to change so much more than that. And like I said before, you'll feel good, you'll do good, because you'll have those feel-good hormones driving inside of you. When you're fat and overweight and lethargic and fatigued and you've got this sickness going on, that sickness going on, and allergies and asthma, and the list goes on and on and on and on, you're miserable. You got to be miserable. I don't blame you. You've got to be miserable. But if those things are not going on, then that's one less thing for you to worry about. There are going to be cares in this world as long as you live, but some of them, and a lot of them, you and I can control. So let's move on to the fourth reason why it's so important that you do this detox before the summer. You eliminate food sensitivities. An intelligently designed detox will also eliminate foods that your body might be reacting to, causing inflammation, and maybe there are many other symptoms. The two most common and harmful food sensitivities, here's that G word again, gluten and dairy. Many people do not realize that they have hidden food sensitivities. These are not true allergies, like a peanut or a shellfish allergy. Tongue swell and closes off your throat and creates hives and can even kill you in minutes. No, it's not that type of food sensitivity, the harmful one anyway. These are more subtle reactions to everyday foods. So on my 7-day spring shakedown detox program, you're going to remove all of the reactive foods that are making you sick, tired, fat, and inflamed. All right? And we're going to learn what those are on this detox program. And here's the fifth and final reason why you need to do this detox. And you got to do it now. You get a reboot. You ever heard of rebooting your computer? If it's got a PC, I don't know about Macs, but if you've got a PC, you need to reboot it. Every now and then, it just kind of freezes up on you. And you're like, oh, man, I got to reboot. Well, guess what? All of us stray from living in a way that supports our health. Too little sleep, too little exercise, too much junk food. Sometimes I don't even know why they call it food. There's so many ingredients, and it's like none of them are recognizable. You can't read them, you can't spell them, you can't pronounce them. Too much stress, not enough time for ourselves, no me time, no personal care time. Guilty, yes indeed. We run and rerun and rerun, run and gun. We've got kids, we've got to take them here and there and everywhere. We have no me time. The best way to reset your life is with a detox. And I've got some added bonuses as well. I shared years ago when I first started a detox, certain things that you can do as far as self-care is concerned, not only eating, but self-care. And I've discovered some new things in the recent past. And so I'd love to share that with you on this detox. And it's all concerning self-care. And as I go on, I learn more and I just share that with you. And so I'm hoping you'll join me on the 7-day detox. But indeed, the simplest way and the best way to reset your life is with a detox. Okay, simple, delicious foods, no toxins, no drugs. And drugs, I mean sugar and flour and processed foods and caffeine and alcohol. These are addicting things. We don't realize it. We do it on a natural basis. And listen, you shouldn't make food your God. Probably say, oh, no, I don't do that. Well, have you ever seen a person that treats their vehicle as if, woo, if you touch it, if you come near it within 3 feet, it's like, you know, you better step. Well, some people do that with their food. I mean, it's like the food here, food there, food everywhere. And I could see if it was some good food. Even then, just too much of it is not good. But it's all crap. And it's amazing how it just goes on and on and on. And they're always eating out. And they're always the first things that they choose on the menu are the fried foods. And no veggies, no fruits, no water. You've got to hydrate. You've got to drink your water. And so this detox is going to help you with that. Delicious foods. They're not going to taste like cardboard. Indeed, it's real food, closer to the way God created it than anything. We take that food that God created, and we kind of, I like to call it, this is what I call it, we adulterate it, basically. We adulterate it, and we change it so that it's no longer healthy. So self-nurturing practices, maybe some deep breathing, sleeping 7 to 8 hours a night, these are things that we need, a little exercise, a lot, if you need it, and some self-love, some self-care. All of this will work to get your body and mind back to the original factory settings, the way God intended it to be. And guess what? It's not going to happen. It's not going to take you 3 years to do this. It's going to happen rather quickly. It's a 7-day detox, and I'm looking forward to having you there. So I will be sharing all of the information a little bit later on in my newsletter. And what I'll do is just tell you to go to pureandholyliving.com, pure, P-U-R-E, and A-N-D, holy, W-H-O-L-L-Y, living, L-I-V-I-N-G.com, pure and holy living, and sign up for my newsletter. You will receive all of the information. I'm going to be working on it today, but keep trying. You'll get all the information that you need will be sent to you. And if you want to, go on the site and just click on contact. If you want to talk to me, send me a message, and I'll be sure to get back to you. So looking forward to having you all on my 7-day detox program, the Spring Shakedown Detox Program. You got to shake down what you've been building up all of these months. Ever since last Thanksgiving, yes, indeed, some of you have not gotten over it. You made your New Year's resolutions, and you started maybe 1 or 2 days or maybe 1 or 2 weeks and fell off the bandwagon. Well, you can pick yourself back up and get yourself on a new wagon, the Spring Shakedown Detox Program. Looking forward to hearing from you. So now, moving on to Wednesday's Word, comes to us from Billy Graham's Daily Devotion. It's called Complete Victory. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. 1 John 4:4. Paul once wrote, "For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would." That's in Galatians 5:17. This is the battle or the tension that is present in us to a greater or lesser degree. So you see, the spiritual lag that you feel is explained in the Bible, that does not mean that you accept it as the way it should be. You should make all necessary preparations for this battle, which the Bible says is not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual forces. In Ephesians 6, We read that the Bible tells what preparation you should make. In the meantime, always remember that where sin abounds, grace did much more abound. You can have complete victory. We are told to submit ourselves unto God, and the devil will flee from us. We are also promised that sin shall not reign over us. So guess what? That is Wednesday's word, and here's what you need to know. You can have complete victory. Are you victorious today? Are you overcoming all of those obstacles and battles that you've been hurling ever so long? Maybe it is a little bit more self-care. Maybe it is financial. Maybe it is losing some weight. Maybe it is just detoxifying your mind. And indeed, all of these things will be shared with you on my Spring Shakedown Detox Program. I will send you all information. Look out for it in my newsletter today. And so I would love to just hear from you. And God bless you and take care. Until next, to hear from you on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. I'm on all of those social media sites. Happy hump day to you all. And here's to a wonderful and successful spring detox. God bless you and bye-bye.